today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, in faith and humanity, salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah the Creator be upon all of you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special. We're going to speak about importance of dua and supplication. I invite you to be with us till the end of this episode. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. All praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. First, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 24th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. We choose chapter Ghafir, verse 60 for today. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama madakhirin.
And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell rendered contemptible.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this famous verse, the Quran has a message for us from the one who is your Lord, the one who knows what you need, what suits you, and what can develop you. Know that the verse mentions call me, not necessarily ask me. We usually think that dua means asking, but it does not necessarily involve requesting. It is a broader concept that includes all kinds of calling. For us as the servants of Allah, the most important thing is to be able to communicate and be connected to our Lord. Not only can we not survive without Allah, but we cannot survive without being connected to Him. This is today's special. We're speaking about importance of dua and supplication. The holy month of Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan in Islamic calendar are a special time for supplicating to Allah. Dua, or supplication or praying, is especially encouraged. Believers spend a lot of time in these months praying to the Almighty, asking for their needs of this world and the hereafter. Apart from the recommended du'as for the nights and days, we are told to be in a constant state of prayer and du'a. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in Nahjul Balagha, letter 31, said, He has opened for you the door of repentance. Therefore, whenever you call him, he hears your call. And whenever you whisper to him, he knows the whisper. You place before him your needs, unveil before him yourself. Complain to him for your worries, beseech him to remove your troubles. Seek his help in your affairs, and ask from the treasures of his mercy what no one else has the power to give, namely long life, health of body, an increase of livelihood.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the conditions and etiquettes of praying to God. Among the religious universals or universals of world religions, there are certain elements and there are certain practices, and one of them is concerned with praying and offering prayers to the deity. I mean, in general. And in the Islamic religion, it holds true regarding offering prayers to God. In the Islamic religion, prayers are addressed to God. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate being in the whole world. So he is capable of, fulfilling whatever we wish. In the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Ghafir, verse number 6, it's indicated, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Call me so that I would fulfill your desires. In this regard, it must be indicated that according to the instructions of the first infallible Imam, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, when someone wants to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should do in a certain way. Simply requesting, I mean, offering our request or wording our request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God, isn't enough. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam indicated that the first condition is that one should be repentant regarding the wrongdoings he or she has committed. Another one is a resolute decision regarding not to commit sins again. The third one is recompensing. The third one is compensating the rights of other people. If in our life we have made some mistakes, hence we infringed the rights of other people, in order to have our prayers well fulfilled, we have to do otherwise. We have to compensate the jobs or, for example, wrongdoings we might have committed.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
If you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, you will hear about etiquettes and requisites of supplication. From the etiquettes, at the first step, we reach to recognition of Allah, one of the most significant requisites for the acceptance of a prayer, is the knowledge of Allah. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, the last prophet of Allah, said, "Had you recognized Allah with the recognition due to him, your prayers would have dislodged the mountains, Had you recognized Allah with the recognition due to Him, your prayers would have dislodged the mountains. It is reported that once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited the verse, "Is not He, Allah, the one who answers the call of the distressed person when he invokes Him?" So he was asked, "Why is it that we invoke but are not answered?" Imam alayhi salam replied, "Because you invoke one whom you do not recognize and you pray for what you do not know."
إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بالذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
One of the effects of dua is pleases the Almighty. Allah loves that believers should pray to Him constantly. He says in the Holy Quran, in chapter 25, verse 77, Allah would not care for you were it not for your supplications. A hadith, traditions also tell us of how Allah loves those who pray and ask from Him. God loves nothing better than that His servants ask from Him. That was the tradition from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him. Supplicate for. There is nothing like dua to get you closer to Allah. And do not leave out your minor needs. For the one who is the master of the major needs is also the master of the minor ones. That was a beautiful tradition from Imam Sadiq.
One of the greatest blessings upon us is that we have a Lord who invites us to speak to Him at any time, whenever, at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to speak to Him. And this is a blessing upon us as individuals. In fact, the opportunity to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing that we all have, but not many people take advantage of. And not many people know how to take advantage of this opportunity. We have direct access to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at any time, and to say whatever is in our minds, is in our hearts, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us take this opportunity? How many of us take this opportunity and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my ibad, when my servants ask about me, tell them I'm close and I will answer whoever calls upon me.
That was another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wahdini ya maulaya عافني في دنياي وارزقني وارزقني ذكرك يشرح صدري ذكرك يرفع قدري أدعوك وتجزيني بالرحمة والأجر اللهم اغفر لي اللهم ارحمني